Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Lord, I prayed and I did everything and Father, forgive me. Lord, I had my phone on mute. Father, once again, I come to you in prayer, lifting up this prayer line, all the prayer and everything I said that was no one can hear because I had the phone. I forgot to check. So, Father, as we lift up this prayer line to you, my brothers and sisters, I pray, dear Father, that your Holy Spirit touch our heart and help us to press one and testify of your goodness. Because, Lord, we're going to read Ezekiel chapter 14 and verse 28. Lord, and pray that my sisters and brothers to learn and get understanding what God is trying to tell us. Oh, Father, as I lift my sisters and brothers up, I ask and may you lead and guide us tonight to give us truth that this word can spread. So as we read your scriptures, Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit, bless us, bless your word, and Lord, teach us what we need to understand. Forgive us of our sins, Father. Oh, thank you, Father, for your goodness. And Lord, as I pray for each and everyone on this prayer line, I'm asking that they share your goodness. And I thank you. In the worthy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for joining at Enlightened Ministry. I was on prayer, and I did not see my brothers and sisters had pressed one. And I had the phone closed. So I'm asking that my brothers and sisters press one and share. Amen. I'm asking that they press one and share. And if you would like to share, I'm gonna read something. And I'm asking that, let me make sure I got my phone on and that you all can hear me. Yes, yes, I see that everybody can hear me. Amen. Let me see. I think Brother Rick was trying to text me. Let me just get, give me just a second. I'm going to let me play this song. I'm going to let Brother Rick know that I am on. Give me just 1 second. I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to let him know.
And the young man.
ready, I will open the line. Brothers and sisters, you can press 1 and I will begin to open the
but
line. I have stayed
a
little bit on
the Lord. Shall we do this strength? They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
I hear you. Music on.
Okay.
I hear you. The music on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The music was on. Couldn't hear you. Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord. Prayer line is up and running because last week my phone was cut off. The devil was intervening in all kind of ways, and it just didn't work. It haven't been working. The day it finally came back on this afternoon, and I'm like, oh, boy. But nonetheless, this is a phone I got. It was from the government to know I could be ready. But all of them have problems. Somebody stole my phone. Amen. So I'm going to read a prayer. Dear Lord, teach us to look for opportunities to witness. You extend salvation to everyone, and we want to show the world the hope they can have life with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And this is what Advent Life teaches us, that we need to go out, give out the word to the people, let them know about God, how God is coming soon, God's gift of love, God's peace, God, his grace, his mercy, and he endures forever. And this is what Advent Life teaches, commandments, and how you can get closer to God, your repentance, and your, and all of that. So this is what Advent Life teaches us. But God tell them to teach us, and we thank God for his blessing words so we can learn from them. And I tell you, I thank God I'm learning so much. Ooh, in little time, and I thank God for his words, and I just want to ask for prayer for me and my family. I want to ask for my dear friend that's still in the hospital. She's not responding. So, well, whatever God's will, let it be done. And just ask a prayer for her family. And I want to ask prayer for Advent Life Ministry and all the Sister Power and all her other projects she have, Alex Nation, and all the other brothers and sisters that have situations, ministries on the line, and all the brothers and the others have projects on the line, and all they say, travel and mercy. And we just want to thank the Lord for us blessing to get on this line and share and have Bible study and continue in the Lord. We want to ask, bless Sister Power, ask the Lord, bless Sister Power, doing her mission to make her and bless her everywhere she go, and keep watch over her and her family and friends as they go talk and preach to the nation. So we just want to watch over us over here and those that go preach and teach to the nation. So we just want to thank God for all his work and all his messages he gives to us to talk about. So thank y'all for opening my line, Cecilia Ola. God bless you and your family. Amen. But I'm going to be the only one tonight. Amen. Amen. Hello. Hello? Hello?
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I'm going to open your line to see if we get in some kind of connection. I'm going to open this line. Okay, hold on. 518, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
It's messing up. It's dropping the calls. It's nothing I can do. It won't even let me on the host on the switchboard. It won't let me on the switchboard. I had to call in just like you, and it let me in, and I opened. But let me see, Brother Rick, everybody done hung up. So, I don't know what's going on with this thing. This is frustrating. I don't know what to do. Well, Sister Bonnaby, just hold on. Everybody else just about done dropped off.
Okay,
so
okay.
Let me see what let me see if I can call in. Hold on a second. Wow. Okay. Okay, Sister Bonnaby, I'm on now. Let me call in.
Yes, I'm on too.
But what I don't understand, it got me. Oh, well, I'm on twice, so. Okay, well, we're just going to keep it on like this. All right, we're going to keep it on like this. Okay, let me just text the others. And okay, Brother Rick, I'm sure you can hear me. Let me. Okay, can you still hear me, Sister Bonnaby?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Brother Rick.
Yes, I can hear you, sister.
Okay, I can hear you too. Okay, well. Your line is open?
Yes.
Boy, it's messing up because it doesn't show your line is open, but it's open. Yeah, it's something wrong with Block Talk. They got to upgrade this thing. So let me... Okay, let me just a second. I want to just text Sister Brenda back and tell her we're back. We on now.
Okay.
Okay. And so, okay, let us pray again because I don't know. Heavenly Father, once again we come to just to pray again, Father, for the prayer line, and that we was going to get on, Lord, and then all kind of this interruption and we don't know what's going on with the prayer line. So, Father, be with us and help us on this prayer line that we can share and read the scriptures and learn more about you. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for your Holy Spirit to be with us, fall afresh on us tonight, and that we can praise you and glorify your name on this prayer line. We thank you. Pray for all the brothers and sisters. Pray for the ones that are far from us, out of the United States. We ask that you keep and lead and guide all of us, Father, while we're on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we're going to continue, and we're going to begin to read in Ezekiel chapter 28, and Brother Rick will begin at verses 13 through 17. And as he reads, listen careful. This is a very special message tonight. So Brother Rick will begin to read. Amen.
Amen. So verse 13. Just getting there, sister. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold, and the workmanship of thy tabrets, and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways in the day that thou wast created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, in the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy boldness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings. They may behold thee.
Amen, amen. And brothers and sisters, as we have been studying this chapter, and when I will read verses, and then we're going to open the line. I will read Isaiah chapter, and then we're going to talk about this just a minute. Isaiah chapter 14. Give me just a second. Chapter 14 and verse 28. And it says, Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 12 through 16. Sisters and brothers, this is something else here, what we are reading. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, the son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell and the side of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this man that made the earth tremble and did shake the kingdom? Now, brothers and sisters, when we put Isaiah 14 together with Ezekiel, God is specifically giving us information. And when the Bible speaks of this, he said he's going to lift his stars above the north and his congregation. Brothers and sisters, when you see what Lucifer and then the other chapters tell you it's Satan, guess who says they're in? No, my brother. Brother, who says he's in the north congregation? Who is that man? Santa Claus? We have to teach our children that when the Bible speaks of these entities that's going on in the world and how, look over it, and then you got to read and also Revelation chapter, it's Revelation chapter 12, it talk about Satan. And when I learned that, take that S-C, Santa, N-A, take that N and put it on the other side, the end of that A is Satan. We have to know not to tamper with Santa. And you know what? I'm going to say this. I was once take a picture and didn't know, didn't understand. Brothers and sisters, you know, when we are not understanding, and this is not being taught in the church, but we have to study this, because when we are into this Santa thing, Santa, we, God said, Santa said that, I mean, the scripture said that what Satan was going to do, he was going to be like the Most High. And then when you look at Isaiah, brothers and sisters, Ezekiel is clearly telling you, go back to Ezekiel, and I'm going to explain some of these things that Santa, that Satan is saying here. The Bible is clear that all this in the world want to be idols, want to be worshipped. Let me get back to it. Ezekiel, when he said, thou art the anointed cherub, covered, and he set thee so, and was upon the holy mountain of God, and has walked up and down in the midst of the stone, thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created. Okay. And verse 17, thine heart was lifted up. You see, and that's where you go to Isaiah, because the Bible says in verse 17, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty, and thou hast corrupt wisdom by reasoning of the brightness. So all this has sincerely been, how can I say this? It's been Satan's mission to catch us up in this bright light, in all this, in all his cunning ways. And as I say, cunning, because cunning means he's sneaky, he's sly, he's lying to us, and all this. The world is so caught up. We got to be careful. We got to be careful, sisters and brothers, because this is what Santa is all about, to worship him. He don't want us to worship God. So as we go further, I don't know what Brother Akeem will be with us tonight, but as I was doing this study, we got to teach our children that Satan wants worship. And we all know, because God says he broke the second commandment. He broke the fifth. He broke them all. The Bible says once you broke one, you broke them all. So as we see how the enemy is, like he said in Job, he say he's walking up and down the earth to see who we can destroy. So let us keep in mind, I need you to keep me in prayer. We keep one another in prayer by God's grace. So we're going to begin to open the line for our sisters and brothers. Amen. So Brother Rick, you had any comments as we just read that?
Yes, sister. Actually, I've been studying this too. In the great controversy, we've been going through that in the men's Bible study in our church, and reading ahead, and it talks about the origin of sin, which we know that Lucifer was the originator of sin. And if you want to read a really good chapter about that, read that chapter, The Origin of Sin in the Great Controversy. I believe it's chapter, it's up 30-something in the Great Controversy. But it really gives you a very good sense of what happened. Sin is called the mystery of iniquity because Satan was created, as we read in Ezekiel, that was perfect. It says he was created perfect, and you know, until iniquity was found in him, he walked among the stones of fire. Now, those stones of fire, if you read them all in white, I don't know exactly what it is, but she talks about stones of fire around the throne of God. So Satan was the covering cherub right next to the throne of God, protecting the law of God. And somehow, it does not register in my mind how this could happen, but he got to thinking that he was more than what he was. He wanted to be, it says in the scriptures, he wanted to be like God. But if you take that even further, I believe he wanted to take God's place. He wanted worship to come to him. God is the only one that is worthy of worship. Satan wanted to be worshipped, so he wanted to be God. And I, for the life of me, cannot understand how he thought he was going to do that. But yeah, there was no sin in the world, as we know, and in the universe. And somehow he thought that his ideas were better than God's, and if he could just have the freedom to implement his ideas, then he would get what he wanted and everything would be great. And as we have seen, once we disregard God's law, everything falls apart. Everything goes wrong. We become selfish, self-centered. It's all about us. We don't worry about others. We want what we want. And so that's exactly what happened to Satan. By the time he realized what he had done, he had openly rebelled against God, and he would not. It says in that chapter that Christ spoke to him, and he wanted to repent. He wanted to turn back, but the spirit of pride was just too strong with him. And he would not turn from his way, and therefore he became known as Satan instead of Lucifer, the light bearer. So that's just my comment, sister.
Amen.
If you do want to read about that, The Origin of Sin and the Great Controversy is a very good resource for reading about that. It just gives you some very good insight into, you know, what was going on at that time.
And you know also, Brother Rick, when you say he's the light bearer, do we see how he makes this great light all around us, and he makes things so lit up, and so the light would be the excitement and yes, the noise and the music, it'll be the excitement. Satan knows how to catch you up. So we just thank God that God bring his word very clear and give us an understanding so we can know. Amen. So we're going to begin to open the line so my brothers and sisters can give their request in. And but brothers and sisters, we're going to have to be more brief. I'm sorry. I wasn't able to, the prayer line had some difficulties, and it would drop the call. It wouldn't let us, it wouldn't let me get on the prayer line, but we had the same problem Friday. So I don't know, we got to call it in and get them to let them know that we are having these issues on the prayer line. And we're not supposed to, because we pay this faithful every month. So let us continue to pray that God's will is being done. But we're going to begin to open the line. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, please be brief, and everyone can share, everyone can get a little a request prayer in. Amen. So I will begin to open the line for my brothers and sisters. We're going to open the line for the first one. Brother Rick, I'm going to meet you so they. Okay, we open the first line, 857. Your line is open. You can give us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? Your line is open. I don't know if the lines are, because I'm looking at, I'll open the line, but it does not show me that the mic is open. So I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, 857, can you hear me?
Hey, amen. Sister Mule, can you hear me better? My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts, Sister Mule. I have a prayer request at this moment, Sister Mule. My prayer request is to lift up me in prayer. Pray for me. Lift me up in prayer. Pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, lift up individuals in prayer and pray for Brother Shaq because God give him a new job. Pray for Brother Shaq that God will deliver him, and pray for Sister Abby. Lift up Sister Abby in prayer and pray for Brother Javel, Sister Miola, that God will make Brother Javel to be kind, that God will make him baptized in 2024, that he will be a different person. And Sister Miola, we should have a prayer line to Sister Miola in the conference call. Even if this prayer line don't work, we should go in the conference call. Tell Brother Rick to lift me up in prayer, Sister Miola, and may God bless you all in the prayer line.
Amen.
We should go in the conference call. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for coming on and sharing with us, and especially just giving those requests. And we will lift up those prayer requests in later while we open the lines for brothers and sisters. I don't know. I believe that others have been trying to get on, but they're not able. But I'm going to open the next line because I saw the line. I don't see the hands up, but I know that you want to share. So I'm just asking if you can be brief, and you can, and then we can go in prayer. Sister 518-650, I know you want to give your prayer request. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for
opening
my mind. God is good. His word is everlasting and his truth endured forever. I have a request. I have a prayer request from Friday. And a Friday or Thursday. God is good. I went to get some money to send to Jamaica for my daughter. And when I went to Price Chopper to send the money, there was no money I could find. Oh, God. God is good. I turned back. And when I turned back, I found the money, and the road fell from my I take up the envelope because I got it at the bank, and I said, but no money's in this. They take out the money. But when I look, the money was there, and I turn back, and I go, and I send the money. After when I came home, I lost my bus pass. But I'm just giving God thanks, you know, because God is so good to me. Sometimes I say, God, you are so good. I just want to give you thanks for it because the money lost, and I find it back, the money. This thing happened to me the second time. I remember when I just came here, I have $600 to buy my plane ticket to go travel. And when the evening when I went to buy my plane ticket, there was no money I could find. The money lost in the bus. The following day, I was wondering, where do I lost this money? If I lost it at work or if I lost it at... The following day, I call and CDT said, there is a purse there, and my ID was in the purse. Everything was in the purse. So I went there. I tell my supervisor, and I went there, and I pick up my $600 with my purse.
Wow.
God is so good to me. God is good. God is good. I'm not complaining. I'm not murmuring. I'm not grumbling about nothing. In every situation I find myself in, I'm just praising God, because God is worthy to be praised, and God is a good God, and God knows everything, so I trust God. Sometimes I'm talking to myself, and I say, God, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, I just leave everything to you, just take control of me, whatever it is, you are in charge. I just leave everything to you, so please take full control of everything. So I just want to leave everything in the hands of the Lord. I'm asking for prayer, special prayer for myself and my family. Right? And I just want to sing a little song. I'm not going to sing a long song.
Okay, go ahead.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, I come before you this evening. Nothing in my hands I bring, O God, but I come to you because you are God. And I know you are God. And I know your goodness. I know your... Lord, I know everything. I do not know you like how you know me, God. You know me before I was conceived in the womb. Now I am here this evening. I'm just giving you thanks because you... There's no other God but you. You are the God of the morning, the evening, the night, the noonday. You are God from the moment I wake up, oh God, till I lay my head to rest. I know that you are God. God, I trust you. I believe in you, God. You are worthy to be praised. You are my light and my salvation. And because you are my light and my salvation, oh God, I just trust in you, Lord. I give everything to you. I leave everything into your hand. Lord, when the devil is trying to overcome and to overpower, God, just you. Use my refuge and use my strength, a very present help in time of trouble, oh God. Heavenly Father, help me to trust in you with all my heart and to lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways, dear God, help me to acknowledge you. Because, Lord, I know you will direct my path. Use my shepherd, God. And because you are my shepherd, I lack nothing because you provide everything for me. Great is your faithfulness. Oh, God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning in me. Lord, you change us not. And your compassion, they fail not. As you have been, you will forever will be. Great is your faithfulness. Lord, my faith look up to thee. The Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, O God, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. Lord, I will sing of your love. All I can, my heart can give, endless praise my heart shall give. You have died, O God, so that I am here this evening to pray. I will sing all my love to you. Lord, you provide. You provide your angel at my right hand, at my left hand, at my back and at my before my face. Wherever, oh God, you send a guardian angel to guide me, to protect me, to keep me from the evil angels and the evil enemies. You are worthy to be praised. You are so good to me. You provide food, shelter, clothing, raiment, everything I need. God, I don't know how to tell you thanks, but deep down in my heart, you see how much thankful I am for all you have been doing to me. From I come to this country, God, you are at my back. And God, you are providing for me so much. You have done so much for me. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. I'm overwhelmed, oh God. I'm so happy. You provide someone to carry me to church. Right, not far from me, God. And everywhere I go, there is someone to do something for me. God, how grateful I am. How much I be ungrateful to you when you are so grateful to me. Please, Jesus. Please, Lord. Help me to be humble. Help me to be like a little child, oh God. Because I want you to bless me and I want your blessing to take full control of me. So that as I pray, my God, my prayer may come up to your sweet incense and your blessing may come down and bless your people. Lord, you see all my grandchildren. You see my 8 grandchildren, I put them before you, mighty God. I am asking you to build an edge around them, Lord, and if there's anything in them that is unlike you, Lord, I'm praying, dear God, that you may rebuke, remove, and destroy it, Lord, and let your holy angel take dominion over them, dear God, and guide them too. Lord, you see my 3 children. Lord, I put them before you. Whatever they plan, whatever their plans are, I'm asking you, oh God, to work it out according to your will and not according to their will. Open doors for them. Supply their needs according to your riches in glory. Lord, all my brothers and all my sisters, oh God, all my family member, God, you see them, I put them before you this evening in a special way. You know the need, you know everything, Lord. Please take over, Jesus. Lord, the holiday season and come down, come in. I'm asking you, God, to provide all their need according to your riches in glory. Lord, be with this prayer line and all of us on this prayer line that come on this prayer line every evening, Lord. Oh, God, you see when we come on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Lord, God, help us to adore you, to magnify you, to praise you, to exalt you, to lift you up and to give you thanks, because only you alone can carry us through. Only you alone can see us through. Lord, help us not to exalt ourselves. And help us not to do more than what we can do, but to be humble before your eyes so that you can exalt us and bless us, dear God. You say, he that exalted himself shall be abased. Help us not to exalt ourselves so that we may be abased, but help us to humble ourselves so that you may exalt us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer, hear our cry, God. Each and every one of us, along with our families and this line, you know our need. Supply them according to your riches in glory. You are the God who cares. You are the God who never changes. You are the God the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh God, whatever we do, Lord, let it be a blessing. And each day as we go along and we can help someone, help us to help someone, God, because whatever we do, we're not going to get the blessing. And they're not going to get the blessing, but the blessing, you know, God, come to you and you give the blessing to whoever need the blessing. Lord, continue to bless your people. Continue to guide your people. Continue to touch every member of our body. rebuke, remove, and destroy the sickness from us, O God, and everything that so easily beset us, and help us to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, your name is worthy. Lord, your name is holy. Lord, your name is mighty. Lord, your name is powerful. Your name is sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, God, there was went to church today, Lord. Keep a little treat for the children. It was so successful. Oh, God, you have blessed me so much. And you bless me, Lord. I bless someone. So, God.
Yes.
Lord, continue to bless me, Lord, because whenever time you bless me, I bless someone, the blessing come more. Oh, God, I'm so happy and I'm so thankful. All you have been doing for me, Jesus, I cannot explain, I cannot complain, I cannot murmur, I cannot grumble. I'm just thankful to you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Oh, God, you see that the retirement is coming. And, God, I put it into your hand, dear God. I'm asking you to let it work the way you want it to work. It's not going to work when it's supposed to work, but, Lord, you know everything. Let it work when it's supposed to work. I put it into your hand. I leave it into your hand. Take control of it, God, and work it the way you want it to work. Thank you for everything you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Lord, please heal the sick. Please feed the hungry. Please close the naked. Please open shelter for the homeless. Freely you receive and freely you give, dear God. Father, be with every hospital, every nursing home, every senior's apartment, every doctor, every nurse, oh God, every caretaker, all those who go to and fro. Continue to lead, continue to guide, continue to have your way. Continue to let everything be done according to your will. You are the mighty God, the holy God, the awesome God, the miraculous God, the God who never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord God, be with the one who is going to break the bread of life tonight. I put that person into your hand. Let the person not be seen. Let the person not be heard. But let you and you alone be seen and be heard. And every word that speaks coming from your throne. Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way, mighty God. Have your way, precious Jesus. And let everything be done according to your will. I beg and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Bondi, for the prayers. And thank you for the little short song. And we are so grateful to everything that, and that truly is a blessing that you was able to drop your money in the street and the Lord allowed you, he led you right back to pick it up. That was one blessing you got. That was a blessing. Well, even the blessing that you got when you lost it the first time, you said the $600, you lost your purse, you were blessed to get that back. So I just give God the praise and thanks for that, because truly that was a blessing. Amen. So thank you, Sister Bonnie, for all that, and God bless. And we're going to open the next caller's line. We're going to open your line, brothers and sisters, and you can share right quick. We're going to open 423. We're going to open your line. Amen. Excuse me a second. 423-635. Your line is open. We've been having some difficulties tonight getting on. And I'm hoping it opens your line. Amen. Your
Yes, amen. Yes, hi, good evening. Sister Leola, thanks for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Just heading home from work, but I just want to testify of God's goodness. I don't know, do I have about a couple minutes, a few minutes?
Okay. Do a couple minutes. Can you hear me? Hopefully we can hear you, and I'll open up one more line by God's grace.
Okay. Yes, God is good. He's worthy to be praised. You know, I needed some brakes on my car, and, you know, Friday, I took it in to get it, the brakes done, but they, you know, of course, a female, and they'll find all type of work that needs to be done. You know, some work like oil change, I got it done a while, you know, like a month ago or less, 3 weeks ago, but they've come up with all these charges over $2,000, and I was like, Lord, how am I going to do this? I just came in to try and get my brakes fixed, and I'm looking at 500 or less, and this charge is way up. And, you know, I told him I didn't, some things I don't need or I'm going to do later. Then it came down to $1,700. I'm like, Lord, this is still too much, you know, please help me. And, you know, praying, I was at my sister's house, you know, in Christ, preparing food to feed the homeless, Sabbath. So, and there's another sister that was there, and she knows about parts. She knows about the prices, and she said, you know, ask them this, ask them that, or no, we're going to go down there together. And she went down to the mechanic shop with me, and we picked up, actually went to AutoZone and picked up the parts. And, you know, I bought the parts, and then I'm just going to have to pay $300 for them to work on my car. And, I mean, again, God is so good. They're trying to charge me so much money. They had a courtesy car that they let me use. The first, when I first got in there, because they said they're going on lunch break, you're going to have to come back here. It's a courtesy call to do your errands. And I'm just thanking the Lord. I still have the courtesy car. You know, they're holding on to my car, because most mechanic places, they don't have an extra car to loan you, but this one did. And, you know, basically $300 and probably a little extra with tax, but I'm just praising the Lord that he brought people in my path to help me. And, you know, they tried to up their expense, you know, overcharge me, but God worked it out that I got a car to use, and I'm just paying the bare minimum. I mean, of course, I'm paying for the parts at AutoZone, but it's not as much as it was costing with this auto place. So I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. I'm just thanking him for the experience of feeding the homeless, encouraging them, praying with them, talking with them, to them, sorry, and also on preparation day, I was able to do Bible study, and, you know, I got on the line. It was cutting off and everything, so I'm sorry about Friday evening, Sabbath evening, not being able to come on the line. So we pray by God's grace that it will be okay.
Excuse me, Sister Carla.
Huh?
I'm so sorry. Can you cut it short and pray also?
Oh, yes, I'm finished
the word
now.
Of prayer?
I'm finished now.
Because, okay. So
I'm
can you
now.
Ask
uh-huh.
a word of prayer for everyone, just like quick or short prayer, because Brother Akin
sure.
is
okay.
on, and
Amen.
I don't know how much time. Amen?
Right.
Thank you.
Amen. Kind of loving Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you because you are our high priest, our elder brother, our creator, our restorer, our redeemer, and our King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for the word that you have given us morning by morning to give you praise and glory and honor. May we continue to be faithful to you. Please forgive us of our sins or trespasses. Please bless each and every brothers and sisters that's on the line. Please help them, strengthen them. You know their weakness. You know their strength. We ask that you will deliver them from the evil one that comes to try and destroy them. Please bless our speaker, Brother Akeem, I believe it is. Fill him with your Holy Spirit as he bring the message to us, Lord. May we be alert to take heed, because we are in the last days and you're soon to come. So we want to be prepared and ready to meet our Savior and to hear, well done, good and faithful Savior. Please bless our unspoken prayer requests also. Answer them according to your will, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, and praise God that he bless you and your in with your vehicle. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, Brother Akeem been on for a few minutes, and we will open his line. I'm sorry that I didn't get to open everybody's line. I see Sister Tamiko. I know she was ready, but Sister Tamiko, your prayers will be prayed by sisters and brothers. So. But we're going to open Brother Akeem line so he can go ahead with his message. Amen. We open the line 301-604. Your line is open, and you can go ahead, Brother Akeem, and begin your word. Okay, hold on just a second.
the line been having difficulties, so let's see. Can you hear Brother Akeem? Brother Akeem, can you hear us? His line is not opening. Okay, I think I can hear him now.
Sister Lula, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. Okay, so thank you so much once again for having me on, and glad to be back on once again this Sunday. And I thought, just in light of what we went over last time, we would go over that a little bit more in depth. That was one of the things I was asked about, because we went through it pretty fast. And so I just want to make sure, in light of what was mentioned to me, that we go over it and we just go through it step by step, so that we can see what the scriptures is revealing and the historical aspects as well. So with that, let's have a word of prayer as we study this deeper. Father in heaven, thank you for each and every person that's on. And Father, I pray that, Lord, as we study your word this evening, that it would make sense to us, that you would give us wisdom and understanding. And we just thank you so much for the opportunity to study, to look into the scriptures, and to understand what it is saying to us. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. So let's go back in scripture to Revelation. And we're going to go back to verse 8, Revelation chapter 11 and verse 8. And we'll seek to go, if not all of it, but at least break it up this evening, what the passage means. So it says, and their dead bodies shall lie. Now remember, the context is that we've gone over, this is during the time of the 42 months, when the papacy ruled for 1,260 years, which is the 42 prophetic months. And so in light of that, the power ruled for 42 months, the papacy ruled for 42 months, that's 1,260 days, and every day in Bible prophecy represents a year, so 1,260 years the papacy reigned. This is alluded to in verse 2, where it says, but the court which is without, that's Revelation 11, verse 2, but the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread underfoot. That's a symbol of the people of God. It will be tread underfoot. How long? 42 months. That means God's people will be persecuted for 42 months. In the Jewish calendar, and you can be assured, John being a Jew, understood this principle. In every month, there was 30 days. So 42 months will be 42 multiplied by 30, which gives us 1,260 days. But you remember, we're dealing with a prophecy. So for each day, it is a year. Each day represents a year. The text that reveals that to us is Numbers 14:34, and also Ezekiel 4, verse 6. All right, so these are the two places. And so Rome ruled for 1,260 years, symbolized under the term the Gentiles. For it is given unto the Gentiles. That is the Roman power, the papacy. And what will they do for that 42 months? They will trample underfoot those represented under the term the holy city. And who is that? That's the saints. So God's people would be persecuted by Rome, by the papacy, for 1,260 years. But verse 8 reveals that a new power rises, coming to the end, coming close to the end of the 1,260-year period. And it says, speaking of that power, it says that it would do something to the two witnesses, which we discovered before was a symbol of the Old and the New Testament, the two testaments of Scripture. In its entirety, the two witnesses then represent the Bible. Jesus said, you search the scriptures because you believe that in them you have eternal life, but they, meaning the scriptures, are they which what? Testify of me. And that is what a witness does. It bears testimony. It testifies. And the witnesses that testified of Jesus are none other than the Old and the New Testament. These are the two witnesses that throughout the Dark Ages, through the lips of reformers and martyrs, these are the two witnesses that caused the people to question the Roman power, that caused the people to realize that the just shall live by faith, not by indulgences, not by penance. They caused the people to realize that Christ was their only mediator. Now something happened. These two witnesses were attacked by the beast that rose up out of the bottomless pit. That beast is referenced in verse 7. It says, and when they shall have finished there, that is, the two witnesses shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and shall kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. Sodom, a symbol of licentiousness, and Egypt, a symbol of atheism, a symbol of godlessness, of a godless society. And so as we look at that, we're realizing, we saw how that was so. As you go back to Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, we see that Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should worship him? I will not worship this God. I will not obey him, nor will I let Israel go. And so Pharaoh denied the worship of God. He totally would not acknowledge the sovereignty of God. And Sodom represents the nation that committed licentiousness. And when it got to the peak of its licentiousness, it was destroyed. And so we're realizing here, the Bible is pointing out that this power that rose up out of the bottomless pit and attacked and killed the two witnesses, that these two powers, whoever this nation is, it would be filled with licentiousness, and it will also be filled with a spirit that is godless, that does not believe in Jehovah. And so it says, the two witnesses, their bodies laid in the street of the great city, which is spiritually, so it's not literally Sodom and Egypt, but it is a city which spiritually, it is a territory which spiritually represents Sodom and Egypt, has the characteristics of Sodom and Egypt. And it says, where also our Lord was crucified, and we'll read about that in a moment. And we found out, friends, in our past studies, that that was none other than a symbol of the nation of France. We read that in the book Great Controversy as well, that France was the power represented as the timing of the 42 months was coming to an end. Friends, that nation rose up and fought against the papacy, becoming totally antagonistic towards religion because it was hypocritical religion, hypocritical Christianity that was used to kill and to persecute people. And so they were totally against it. It continues by saying, and they of the peoples and kindreds and tongues shall see their dead bodies, the two witnesses, their dead bodies, 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. Now notice, this is now coming towards the end of the already 1,260-year period, that for 3.5 days, the two witnesses shall lie dead in the streets. And friends, it's interesting because you remember the Bible and prophecy teaches us the day for a year principle. So as it does this, we come to the realization that we're looking for 3.5 years as the French, as the papacy's reign was coming to an end. Was there a 3.5 year period coming to the end of the papacy's reign where this prophecy was fulfilled? And friends, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And I want to show you this. This is a powerful truth. When it speaks of those 3.5 years, those are the 3.5 years symbolized, basically in the 3.5 days that it mentions in the text, represents 3.5 years, during which the Bible was banned. And you could go back and look at this historically, during which the Bible was banned, during the French Revolution. And how long did it go for? 3.5 years, spanning from November 1793 to July 1797. So from November 1793 to July 1797. The two witnesses lying dead in the streets of Sodom and Egypt, which is a symbol of revolutionary friends, for 3.5 days, therefore, refers to the banning of the Bible during this time, which was literally 3.5 years. You understand that? Because you remember, a day in Bible prophecy represents a year. So coming towards the end of the papacy's reign, when its power was already waning and going down, the French Revolution rose up. And in that time, for 3.5 years, coming towards the end of the revolution, the Bible was banned. Now, it's interesting because it talks about this. It talks about this in the book Great Controversy, chapter 15, the chapter entitled The Bible and the French Revolution. It says here, now notice, and I'll actually read out the whole thing, then we'll go to the spirit of prophecy. It says, verse 10 of chapter 11, Revelation 11, verse 10, it says, and they that dwell upon the earth, watch this, shall rejoice over them, meaning the two witnesses being dead. The people of in France would rejoice over the banning of the Bible. They would rejoice over the banning of the two witnesses and make merry and shall send gifts one to another because those, why would they rejoice? Because those two prophets, you're starting to see it now, that how the two witnesses represents the scriptures, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And you remember, what did the prophets prophesy? The word of God. This is why we know through these different terms, the two witnesses, the two golden candlesticks, we're realizing that the two prophets, they're all...